Thank you so much for the introduction, and I will speak few words in English, then switch the channel into Mandarin.
谢谢那个我们主席的介绍，我会先用英语讲几句话，等一下我们就转成中文。
Because I was told we have some of our faculty members, our student body does not speak or understand Chinese. I know actually interpretation is not easy.
我们这边大部分人都比较多的人是讲普通话。
And so, and I greet you, and on behalf of Far East Broadcasting Company, U.S. Headquarter, and I'm the Director for Chinese Ministry.
我代表远东广播公司美国分会，我作为他们主席向你们问安。
And I'm very, my heart is warm by your introduction, because most of the time when I preach outside, they always introduce me in a different perspective.
今天你们的介绍呢，是我心里面非常火热，因为通常我在别的地方讲到的时候，他们的介绍不是这样介绍的。
At one time, I was invited to speak in a church in Calgary, Canada.
有一次我在加拿大 Calgary 讲到的时候，他们这样介绍。
And I was preaching in Chinese session and youth session, but I was kind of greedy. I asked, can I speak in the English session as well?
那一次呢，他们是请我在中文部讲道，但是我有点贪心，我也说我可以不可以也在这个英文堂讲道。
And so the English pastor said, okay, come.
所以他们的英文牧师也说，好啊，你也来讲啊。
But he didn't read my bio, and he actually forgot my name.
但是呢，他没有看我的这个资历呢，没有，他不能够说出我的名字。
So when he introduced me, he said, today we are going to have a NASA guy going to preach.
所以呢，他是这样介绍。今天呢，我们有这个太空的总站那边的太空佬来讲道。
So as I came to the podium, I introduced myself again.
所以通常我在讲台上呢，都会再自我介绍一下。
As I'm not only a NASA guy, I'm also a Jesus guy.
所以呢，我不但是这个太空佬，也是耶稣。
耶稣楼。 And not only that, I'm a Jesus freak.
或者说我是非常
I don't know how to translate.
耶稣疯了。
Now let me speak, switch to Chinese.
现在我就转成中文。
今天早上很高兴能够有这样的机会跟我们在学院里面的我们的老师 跟我们的同学们能够来分享。
Yeah, this morning I'm really joyful to be able to share with our faculty and also our students here at BSOP.
我们知道 FEBC 跟我们的非盛是非常亲近的。
I'm very sure that we can still feel that very close relationship between FEBC and BSOP.
以前这个 FEBC 菲律宾呢就在隔壁嘛。
You used to be neighbors. FEBC and BSOB.
以前的话，很多董事是两边都兼的。
And we also have the same, some of the same board members in both organizations.
所以很多人在问说，那这个远东广播公司，我们在中国怎么没有听过呢？
Some of you might ask, how come we have never heard about this name, Far East Broadcasting Company in China?
我来念一段的话，您大概就听过了。 各位听众朋友您好，这里是良友电台，谢谢您的收听。来信请寄香港九龙邮政大有街一号九楼，听过吗？
So actually, if you are in China, you will hear this kind of broadcast, but it's talking about the friends,
良友电台, yeah, 良友 radio station, that's us.
So it has a different name.
益友电台 1566, 益友电台 也是我们。
So there are, we use other names to reach out to China.
若您用过好牧人网站，也是我们。
Okay, so if you have come to this website of the Good Shepherd, it's also from FEBC.
虽然不同的招牌，我希望能够打散开来，能够从各个不同的方式、各个不同的角度来服侍在中国的听众。
So we use different labels and different means to reach out to different people in China.
我们今天早上来跟大家分享一段圣经，是在诗篇第十九篇。
Like to share with you from Psalm 19.
诗篇第十九篇第
1到14节。那我们开始呢，读，我们用起音的方式，好不好？你们大家用你自己比较熟悉的语言来，我用起音方式来念。我念从第一节念到第十一节好了。
So that let's read this passage from verse 1 to 14.
诗篇十九篇第一节，诸天述说神的荣耀，穹苍传扬他的手段。
这日到那日发出言语，这夜到那夜弹出知识，
无言无语，也无声音可听。
他的两代通遍天下，他的言语传到地极，便为太阳安设帐幕。
太阳如同新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔路。
他从天这边出来，绕到天那边，没有一物被隐藏不得他的热气。
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eyes.
耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远；耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold, sweeter also than honey, and drippings of the honeycomb.
况且您的仆人因此受警戒，守着这些便有大赏。
But who can detect their errors? Clear me from hidden faults.
好，我们就念到第十一节。今天的这个题目可能会让大家有点奇怪哈。
Maybe we might be surprised with the title that we have this morning.
尤其是中文的。
Especially in the Chinese.
两代的知识还是量代的知识。
So is it the knowledge of the lines?
我先来做一个 survey 哈，大家看看，说是量代的请举手。
For the Chinese speaking, do you read that as 量代？
量代的请举手。
Or you read as 两代？
量代的还是比较多哈，因为以往我也念量代，因为比较响亮嘛，是不是？
Most of the people like myself, before I used to read that as 量代。It sounds better.
量代的知识呢，还是量代的知识呢
？So in Chinese, is it 量 the knowledge of the line, or is it 两代？
因为如果您来读翻译，不同的翻译本有不同的翻译的。即使和合本呢，修订本跟原来的和合本翻译也不一样。
We would find out that in translating this verse, there are different versions of translation.
第十九节哈，
for example,
不对，十九节的前半部，第四节的前半部，
so、
它的原来旧的翻译呢，就是和合本原本的翻译是，他的粮代通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。
So in verse 4, yet their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's a different from the Chinese translation.
英文的翻译不太一样，对不对？英文的翻译呢，跟现在新的修订本的翻译是类似的。它的什么？我们大家一起来念念。它的声浪传遍天下，它的言语传到地极。究竟是量代呢，还是量代呢，还是声浪呢
？So, what is a better way to translate this word? Is it talking about a measuring line, or is it voice, or is it something about energy?
我们看看。在 NASB 的翻译，那我知道是 NAS 最直译的。NAS 怎么翻译？第四节。
So how does NASB translate that?
NAS 怎么翻 ？Their lines has gone out throughout all the earth and the utterance of the to the end of the world。
这边好像是两代
所以呢，这个字呢。如果直接翻译的话，这个字的原文呢？如果大家学了希伯来文嘛，哈，
okay.
念念怎么念
？For those who have studied Hebrew, how do you read this in Hebrew? That word,
kavan. How do you read it? Kavan, 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 kavan. 如果去查字典呢，很明显的就是量东西的线。当然看到 木匠盖房子有没有啊？有个那个黑色那个线拉开来，量了以后用手指头嘣一弹，对不对？ 就那个。
If we look at the dictionary, okay, the basic meaning will be a measuring tape, okay.
所以应该念量带还是量带呢？ 量带了哈。
So in that case, then in Chinese, we'll read it as 量带。
可是呢, 为什么会有的地方翻译成声浪呢？
But how come in some versions or the translation, it's the voice?
比如说 NIV的翻译就是说 the voice goes out into all the earth, 是用声浪的。
Okay, so the NIV translation, it talks about the voice going out.
所以究竟是声浪还是量带？
So you're talking about voice or is it about a line?
这个题目呢, 我们在神学院讲的话特别开心。
Okay. I think for us in the seminary, we'd like love to talk about these differences.
大家有修过那个 圣经教刊学吧?
圣经...
Text criticism. 有没有修过? Text criticism. Text criticism 就在对比这些字的，非常有意思的。
If we have studied textual criticism, maybe these are the issues that we are discussing.
好，你看呢，量带还是声浪呢？ 哦，原来同样这个字在2000年前就有这样子的问题。
So actually, we see that we have this translation problem even 2,000 years ago.
为什么？当然，如果看看你说，他的量带通遍天下，他的言语传到地极，通嘛，跟这个前面才讲说这个是传播知识的，那跟量带什么关系？跟线有什么关系？
So here, evidently talking about, you know, voice or message going out. So what does it have to do with the measuring tape?
所以呢，在2000年前 Septuagint 要翻译的时候， 大家知道 Septuagint 哈？
So
70是译本。
2000 years ago, we know the LXX, so it's a Septuagint.
LXX 啊，你看到这个记号呢，就 Septuagint 哈。所以在 Septuagint 翻译的时候呢， 就发现这个字他们实在翻译不出来。
So in a way, it seems that they have a hard time translating this term.
所以他就把它加了一个什么？
So there was...
哇, 然后呢? Lame, man.
So actually there is a letter that is added there.
所以他加了一个 lame, 怎么念? Column.
Column.
Yeah, column. Column. Column 什么意思? 声音, voice.
With the addition of that letter, then the meaning becomes voice.
所以把它翻译成 column 以后呢, 第四节, 如果不看上下文的话, 很通了, 是不是?
Yeah, because if we translate as voice, then actually it matches or parallel the second line.
Yes, 它的声浪呢, 传遍全球嘛, 哈, 传遍地极, their voice goes out into all the earth. 这看起来很通。
Yeah, so it's easier to understand their voice goes out through all the earth.
可是呢, 如果你跟它前后一比较到第三节的话, 这个又上文不接下理。
However, if you compare to verse 3, you find some difficulty with the context.
Yeah, 因为第三节才讲说没有声音啊。
Because verse 3 said there's no speech.
No speech or language, and where their voice is not heard. 所以他前面才讲说没有声音的, 怎么第四节又讲有声音呢?
Yeah, because in verse 3 it says there's no voice, and yet in verse 4 it says there's a voice.
所以在 Masoretic Text里面, 是卡邦, 在 Dead Scroll 是卡邦, 那 Syriac 跟 在 Syriac 的 text 跟 Septuagint 呢, 就加了一个 lame, 变成 column.
So we will see that there are different renditions between the Masoretic text and also the Dead Sea Scrolls and also the Septuagint.
如果在普通教会讲到的话, 大家底下一半已经睡着了。
I would not do this if it's in a church. Okay.
那所以呢, 就有人都问, 究竟如果是线的话, 是什么线?
So if the correct rendition is line or a measuring tape, then what does it mean?
那原来如果是线是什么线? 那我在这边跟大家做一个示范哈。
So I would like to, in a way, to demonstrate this.
看我左手里面拿了一个什么?
Compass. Okay, I have a compass here.
西方人叫指北针呢，我们东人叫指南针嘛，对不对？
Okay.
然后呢，你看我这个右手摇动的时候，指南针在动。
If I move my arm, the compass also moves.
怎么会动呢?
How come it will move?
从右手到左手显然有看不见的线在那边。
It seems that there is an there are invisible lines in between. But actually, on my right hand, I have a magnet. So with the magnet, we actually there are lines which are not visible. Yeah, so actually there's a line that is transmitted from the right to the left, but you cannot see it with your eyes. However, today in transmission today, it's all depending on these magnetic lines. Of course, we are familiar with AM and FM. Shortwave and...
AM is amplitude modulation.
Okay.
就是呢, 我们将这个线的震动哈, 与我们声音的大小来成正比。 比如说, 我讲大声点, 震动大点, 小声点, 震动小点。
So AM, your voice vibration is similar to the vibration.
什么叫做 FM?
And for FM,
叫 frequency modulation。 所以呢, 我讲的声音比较高的时候呢, 我就快一点。 声音讲得慢的话, 就慢一点。
So if I speak with a higher pitch, then it moves a bit faster.
所以今天呢, 其实我们所有的信号的传送呢, 都是经由这样的线来传播的。
So actually, in the transmission of signals today, we see that there are what we will say lines, you know, that are not visible to our eyes.
整个地球本身就是一个大磁铁。
In a way, we can say that the Earth itself is a big magnet.
整个银河系是一个大磁铁。
And the whole galaxy is also a big magnet.
所有的信号都是由这电磁波的震动来传播的。
So all the signals are being transmitted in this way.
包括创世纪神的创造，神说要有光，就有了光。 那光本身就是电磁波的一个震动。
In a way, we can also say that in Genesis, when God says, let there be light, and then there was light, light itself has some kind of transmission.
所有的光，所有的电磁波载了这些的信息， 所有全宇宙里面任何的信息的传送都是经由这些线。
So actually, every kind of transmission or signals in the whole world is through these invisible lines.
当然包括了我们远东广播的广播。我们广播呢, 其实是从菲律宾这边广播的，知道不知道？
So of course,
对中国的广播是从菲律宾。
The message is being transmitted from the Philippines.
是从巴卡韦跟伊巴两个地方。ABC. 所以不单单如此，等一下还会再来解释为什么从这里。 那么远可以送到新疆都可以听得很清楚。
So it's not a surprise that the signal being transmitted from the Philippines can reach as far as Xinjiang.
有人可能会批评了，说：“哎，黄牧师啊，你是科学家，当年写这个诗篇的是大卫，大卫怎么会知道什么叫电磁线？”
probably some people would say, you are a scientist. However, David is not a scientist. When he was writing this, would he understand all this about this
magnetic lines?
Maybe our OT professors will ask me to go out.
Well, 其实呢, 我们想一想, 我们常常讲 author's intent, 是不是？
Yeah, we often talk about author's intent.
解经时候非常重要的原则叫 author's intent, 就是原作者的原意嘛。
In our hermeneutics, we talk about the original meaning of the original author.
的确，我承认，在大卫写这个诗篇的时候，当然他不懂什么叫做电磁波的线。
Of course, I would also believe that when David was writing this, he has no idea about these magnetic lines.
可是呢，我们也常常学习到我们在我们系统神学里面。 我们的圣经有 dual authorship， 有双重作者，是不是？
However, in our systematic theology, in a way, we talk about dual authorship.
所以除了人的作者，还有谁呢？
So apart from the human author,
圣灵，
we talk about the Holy Spirit.
圣灵参透万事。的确呢，在旧约里面有很多的预言，当初写。 那作者写下去的时候，他自己也不知道这个预言以后怎么样子，
so,
会不会实现吗
？Just like in the Old Testament, when the prophets are prophesying, or predicting some of the things, he may not understand them at that moment.
的确的，在世世代代里面，我们读圣经的时候呢，应该是圣灵指引我们，让我们越来越了解，越来越清楚他的意思。
So from generation to generation, even as we read the scripture.It will be the Holy Spirit will be continually to guide us into a better understanding of those prophecies.
所以我们现在就假设哈，大卫在那个时候是不懂什么叫做电磁线，可圣灵的带领，圣灵参透万事，所以今天我们懂啊，这个是电磁线。你说，哎，证据好像还不足啊，你只有看到上文下理，只有看到上面这一句，你继续往下看。
Okay, so we can say, David probably would understand about magnetic lines then, but now.The Holy Spirit can continue to guide us and to understand something about magnetic lines.
最奇妙的就第四节的后半段。
The best thing is to look at the second half of verse 4.
第四节在中文把翻译的时候放到第五节里面，就是第五节的前面半段。我们来念看看，我们一起来念好吧。第五节的前半段，神在其间为太阳安设帐幕。
In the heavens, he has set a tent for the sun.
哎，刚刚才讲到这些线跟帐幕什么关系
？And a while ago, we talked about these magnetic lines, and what does it have to do, with the sun or the tent?
这个不是我说 out of context 啊，好像上文不接下理嘛。
Or about the context, yeah.
前面才讲到这个线，就算你是声音嘛，那后面跟太阳搭帐幕有什么关系？
So, in verse 4, we talk about the voice or the line, and yet here, down here, he's talking about the sun coming out of the tent.
尤其像底下讲说，太阳如新郎出洞房，又如勇士欢然奔入哈，从天的这边出来到绕到天的那边，没有衣物可以隐藏，不得到他的热气。
In verse 5, it says, which comes out like a bridegroom from his wedding canopy, and like a strong man run his course with joy. Its rising is from...The end of the heavens and its circuit to the end of them, and nothing is hidden from its heat.
是在中世纪，罗马天主教的教会因为误解这节圣经，所以将 Galileo Galilei 判上宗教裁判所。没有把他烧死哈，千万不要误解哈。
So actually,
伽利略没有被烧死哈，是终身软禁，这两个很不一样。
In church history, we will see the Catholic Church based on this.Misunderstanding of this verse, so in a way they indicted Galileo.
可是如果今天我们也是用 author's intent, 原作者的原意，强调说这一节一定是指地球是太阳系的中心，我们今天不是也一样犯错了吗？
So today, if we look at this verse and we said that the Earth is the center of the solar system, actually it is not scientifically correct.
所以我们在读圣经的时候，随着时代，我们的 interpretation 我们解释是需要修正的。
So in a way, even as we go from generation to generation, even our interpretation, there are some adjustments that needs to be made.
所以我们说 ，Bible is inerrant， 圣经无误是指什么
？So we talk about inerrancy, we are pointing to
不是我们的解释哈
，It's not our interpretation, but it's
inerrant is.God's revelation is not our interpretation.
So it's referring to the revelation of God, not to our interpretation.
So our interpretation 可能会错的
Because our interpretation, we could be wrong.
So we better humble ourselves. 我自己最要谦虚一点说
So we must be very humble, even as we interpret the scripture.
好，这边看到神为这个带来一个帐幕，然后太阳呢从这边到那边呢照到这个帐幕上面，能够因为它的热气。然后这个线可以传播，这什么意思？
So what does it really mean when we look at verses 5 and 6?
那我给大家看一个图吧。
Let me show you a picture.
大家知道，从这边菲律宾要传播电磁波、传播信息，要到新疆，事实上是在地球的另外一边了。
Today, if we are going to send out a signal from Philippines to Xinjiang, actually,
事实上被地球挡住了。
On the other side of the Earth,
被地球挡住了。
In a way, it's being obstructed by the earth.
所以这个信息怎么能够传到地球的另外一边
？And yet, how does this signal go beyond that boundary?
神搭了一个帐幕。
God, in a way, has set the tent.
这个帐幕叫 ionosphere，
And we call that ionosphere.
电离层
ionosphere.
电离层、啊、那这个是这个电波传播的原理是什么呢？这个电波在某一个波段里面呢，海平面跟上面电离层是两个很好的反射面。
So actually, the sea level and that ionosphere, it can reflect. It's a good reflection.
是很好的反射面。那这个 ionosphere 是怎么样子产生的？
And how does this ionosphere come about?
电离层呢，就是太阳光的照射让大气层的上层电离化。如果没有太阳，就没有太电离层。
Can you do that?
Yeah, ionosphere actually is generated from the sunlight. The radiation of sunlight will ionize the molecule of air, and then create that ionosphere, that layer, and that is a perfect reflection surface. So with the surface of sea and the surface of the ionosphere, and your signal can actually bounce back and forth. And then that's how you can transmit signal from the one side of the Earth to the other side of Earth.就是因为有这个上面的电离层，然后跟水平面跟地平面呢，造成一个很好的反射面，所以你们传出去信号呢，可能从地面或海平面反射上去，到电离层再反射下来，所以呢，从这边的传播可以到新疆都可以听得到。
So that's how our signal, sent out from Philippines will can reach Xinjiang.
所以这样子再来读这段圣经的时候，是不是好像？通了。
So does it seem that now it's easier to understand, you know, when we read these two verses?
所以第四节到第六节，我们先来念念。
So let us read these verses again.
他的粮袋通遍天下，他的言语传到地极。神在其间，为太阳怎么样安设帐幕？太阳如同金狼从出洞房，勇士欢然奔入。他从天的这边出来，绕到天的那边。没有一物被隐藏，不得到它的热气。从国内在国内听过短波收音机的时候，你们发现一定是清晨或者晚上，对不对
？So in China, when you listen to this station, it's either
中午听不到
or in the evening.
为什么？因为如果太阳在我这个顶上的话，反射面已经过了，是不是？那反射面呢，要太阳在发射的地方跟我接收地方的中间嘛，是不是？所以在那个电离层在那个地方的时候，我的信号接收的最好。所以那个时候一定是要不然就早上，要不然就晚上。
So the best time to listen is in the morning or in the evening.
好，所以再看上文下理哈，上文也通了是吧？下理好像也通了是不是
？So anyway, we can say now it's contextually smooth.
所以其实我们在读圣经的时候呢，因为我自己差不多花了25年时间来学习科学，又差不多花了25年时间学习神学，所以这两方面呢，我自己是筛选花了相当多的时间，所以我常常在读圣经的时候，我会想把这两个一起结合起来。
I spent 25 years with the sciences and 25 years with theologies. Therefore, in my own reading of the scripture, I often try to put these two things together.
当然，这个是只是讲，我还有很多讲。
Actually, I have other kinds of theories.
所以大家看到，这是我们来读诗篇第十九篇，当中很能够让我们认识到更深一层神给我们的心意。
So in a way, by reading this psalm again, we can understand the will of God more deeply.
所以我们经由这些粮带来传播知识。
So through these so-called lines.We can transmit knowledge.
我们传播的是什么知识呢
？But what kind of knowledge are we transmitting?
我们第七节说
in
，The laws of the Lord is perfect. 好，我跳到下一章，下一个片子可以用中英文一起来看。第七节开始，你看。
So let's just read the scripture together, verse 7.
第七节，耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧；耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目；耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远；耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。有没有注意到当中用了好些字眼哈？ 都是什么意思？
So here we see a repetition of the same idea with different words.
我把底下刮起来哈。这张英文的，然后我看中文的，有没有注意到？
So we have words like law, decrees, precepts, commandment, fear,
律法
ordinances,
法度、性质、命令、道理、典章，都是指什么？神的话是吧
？All of these are pointing to the word of God.
神的话呢，在旧约里面就叫耶和华的什么律法嘛
？In the Old Testament, we call that the law of the Lord.
所以耶和华的律法，我们不能太狭义来解释，以为只是十诫而已。
So here we cannot look at the law of the Lord as simply the Ten Commandments.
耶和华的律法也不单单只是摩西的律法而已。
It's not just merely pointing to the law of Moses.
因为耶和华的律法甚至创造天地，那个时候摩西都还没承受神的启示了。
When God created the world, Moses has not yet received this revelation.
所以呢，其实耶和华的律法广义来讲就是神的话。
So in short, we can say the law of the Lord, it is the word of the Lord.
神的话给这大自然里面我们所了解的就是自然的物理定律、化学定律。
So the law of the Lord is in a way, what we understand, from science concerning the natural world.
And it's physics law, it's chemistry laws or biology laws. 那可是呢，当这些有生的物质呢能够聚集起来的话，在人类当中呢，那就是道德律了，社会律了，就是属灵律了。
And when we combine all of this, then it becomes our moral law.
所以我们看耶和华的律法创造天地，遍传宇宙。
So in a way we can say that it's the word of the Lord that created this whole world and is spread throughout the world.
耶和华的律法创造人，让人有神的形象。
And the law of the Lord, or the word of the Lord, is that created human beings with God's image.
讲到这里，我稍微断一下哈。我想一般人都对神的观念啊，创造者的观念有一点误解。
I think we can say that many of us we have some misunderstanding about the creation of God.
我们觉得说神呢就是一个白胡子穿了白袍子的老公公。
Sometimes you imagine God as an old man with white beard and you know with a long white robe.
所以我们讲说神按照他自己的形象来造人，所以那神大概跟我们长得差不多。
So when we said you know men are created in God's image and God must look like that, then we look like us.
因为开始的时候就有神，所以他比我们老，所以我们就想到他是白胡子老公公了。
So he's like an old man.
那白胡子老公公呢，在地上捏泥巴，泥巴捏起来到火炉里面去烤一烤。哎呀，第一次烤的太黑了，大概是黑人。第二次烤了不够黑，白人。第三次烤起来刚刚好，哎，我们黄人。这显然是笑话，是不是？
Of course, we'll know that these are just humorous imaginations. When you imagine God as the old man and then working with clay, the first time he overburned the clay, so these are the African people. Or the second time, it's not enough, so these are the white people. And the third time, you know, it's just the...
Well, don't worry about that.
So let me say yellow people.
Well, actually, when I preach in English, so, well, the first time when you bake it, it's a little bit too brown. So those are our black brothers. So they are deeply spiritual. The second time when we cook it, it's underburned. So that's when you see those are the white people. When they gather, have a gathering, when you sing, they hardly move, right?But when you have a black brother, when they're gathering, hallelujah, amen. And then for us, Chinese, we are yellow, right? We're just right. Well, of course, that's a joke.
当然这只是一个笑话。
If we think God is in... 如果我们以为说神是这样的话，我们把神看得太小了。
If we think of God or imagine God in that way, then we are really minimizing God. He's too small.
如果我们以为神呢长得跟我们差不多的话，那为什么我们不说猴子也是按照神的形象长造的？猴子跟人长得差不多啊。
And if we say that, you know, we are creating God's image, God must look like us. Should God also look like monkey?
所以，我们主要知道神的形象是什么。
So when we talk about the image of God, what is it talking about?
今天没有时间来讲创世纪第一章，然后讲到 bara 这个字跟亚萨尔这两个字的分别。
Today, because of time limit, we cannot.
很重要的，很大家去找找看。创世纪第一章 bara 用了几次？
How many times was the word bara used in Genesis?
如果希伯来文通通都忘记的话，这个创世纪第一章一定要会背。
At least you must
第一章第一节哈，最好
memorize in Hebrew.
Bereshit bara Elohim et hashamayim ve et haaretz.
You must be able to memorize in Hebrew the first verse in the Bible.
Bara, creatio ex nihilo.我希望你听过这个名词哈，就从无中创造的这个字，这个字意思是无中，从无中变成为有的，这才叫创造。
So that creation is creating something out of nothing.
所以神创造与制造不一样。
So in creating or manufacturing is different.
从地上拿泥巴去捏出来成为一个人，这个地方用的那个字呢，不是创造。是用制造的字亚萨尔。
So when God created
form,
in a way made man,
这个字
the word
用地上的尘土造人那个字呢，那个地方是用亚萨尔。
So when God made man, he used the word 亚萨尔。
可是呢，他说神按照他自己的形象造人，造男造女，这个字呢却用 bara。
But when it says about God making man in his own image, then the word bara is used.
所以人的身体呢？是从地上的尘土制造的。
In a way, we can say that our physical body is like the earth.
所以是制造出来的。
Yeah, so it's something manufactured. Yeah.
可是人的灵呢？
But the spirit of man,
这就是神的形象在人里面，是人的灵。所以神吹那口气在人的鼻孔里面的话，人就成了有灵的活人嘛。
So God breathed into man.And the man becomes a living soul.
所以这个地方讲到的有灵的活人，就是指神按照他自己的形象造我们，因为我们的灵有神的形象。
And so when he talks about God breathing himself into us, then that the living soul, okay, that is the image of God.
所以这样子的形象是什么呢？
So what kind of image is this?
神是公义。
God is righteous.
神是全然无私的爱
，and God's limitless
sacrificial
love，
神有永恒
，God is eternal。
只有人会问我从哪里来，我往哪里去，我活着做什么
？Only man will ask， you know， where do I come from and where do I go？
所以换句话讲，神的形象是指 God's attribute。
So we can say that God's image is about His attributes。
神的属性，
属性，
神的属性。所以我们这边看到，神创造人是从无中生有的。你说不是用尘土造的吗？不一样。尘土造的是什么？是身体。然后他按照他自己形象造我们的是什么？我们的灵。
So in a way we can say that God manufactured our physical body, but He created our
living soul. 为什么猴子跟人不一样？
That's why we are different from monkeys.
为什么有人问我说，我的狗死了以后能不能上天堂？我说，天堂里面没有狗。
Sometimes you ask me,
他很失望。
If my dog dies, will he go to heaven? Then I told him there's no dogs in heaven.
所以神创造人，因为有他的形象很不一样。我们这样看，他的法度教导人有智慧的意思。
So God created us His own image is very different, and He will give us wisdom.
所以人的智慧能够体会有神，人的智慧能够问说我为什么在这个世上活着，人的智慧问我说我究竟从哪里来。
And therefore with that wisdom that man is able to ask what's my purpose, why am I here and where do I go?
那神给我们的法度，神给我们的律法不单单如此，耶和华的训词设定道德，理定是非。耶和华他的律法是告诉我们什么是是，什么是非，不是自己为自己而已。
So the law of God also tells us what is right and what is wrong.
当我们走偏路的时候，神的命令让我们能够归正，能够实行， 辨别是非。
So when we go astray, God's word will lead us back to the right way.
耶和华的典章奠定了什么是真理，实行公义。
So God's law will also tell us what is truth and what is righteousness.
结论，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，让我们要敬拜他为先。
So in conclusion, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and we must worship Him.
所以我们要当敬畏耶和华的律法，好如金经一样，好如蜜一样甘甜。
So in a way, we must honor God's word, and it's like honey.
那大家可能有说，律法很好，可是保罗不是说过一句话吗？立志行善，由得我行出来，却由不得我。
Although the law is good, and yet Paul also said that, you know, I can intend to do these things, however, it's not for me to do it.
所以这些律法是外在的，若是写在石板上面的话，没有进入到我们里面，我们知道再好我们也行不出来，怎么办呢？
So if this law are like those carved into stones and not in our lives, then actually it will not profit us.
其实圣经当中有一节圣经是非常非常重要的，耶利米书三十一章三十一节是将新约跟旧约结合在一起的。
So I agree,
没有时间回家再去看。
Jeremiah 33:33 is very important because
耶利米书三十一章三十一节。
It puts the Old Testament and the New Testament together.
所以最重要的一个环节来了，就是太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
So the important thing is that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
在旧约，耶和华的律法在我们的心以外，写在石板上面。我们立志行善，由得我自己行出来，却由不得我。
So in the Old Testament, even as the law of the Lord is inscribed on stones, so we are not able in a way to follow it or obey it completely.
所以耶稣基督差遣他的儿子，他是在太初与神同在的那位道，所有的万物都是他借着他所造出来的，可是这位道却成了肉身。
And so it is the Father who has sent his Son, who is the Word even from the beginning, and he became flesh.
十四节太重要了，我们一起来念吧。
And verse 14 is very important, let's read it.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.This word, the Lord of Yahweh, existed at the very beginning. 这位道在开始时候就永恒的存在，这位道却成了肉身，今天住在我们当中。最后
，Lastly，
在希伯来书第八章十节。主又说，那些日子以后，我要将以色列家所立的约是这样子，我要将律法怎么样放在哪里？放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。这是引用什么地方的？希伯来书八章十节就是引用耶利米书三十一章三十一节。这律法不单单是写在石板上面，这律法现在是写在我们心中，因为耶稣基督道成了肉身，当我们接受他，他就住在我们的心中。
The verse that we have just quoted is from Hebrews chapter 8 verse 10, and actually it's a quotation from Jeremiah.
Jeremiah 31:31.我们今天能够有这样的机会，我们一起来看耶和华的律法，两代的知识，让这在我们里面的耶和华的律法，我们应用两代的知识传播一直到地极。
So today, we can make use of these lines in order to transmit the word of God.
我们接下去呢，大概是明天还是后天啊、后天我们会有个 special interest group， 下礼拜也有个 special interest group。如果大家有兴趣的话，我们在 special interest group 的时候，我会再跟大家讲详细怎么样子来用这些线。谢谢大家。
On Friday, we will have a special group meeting, and if you're interested, please
come and join us. Let's close in a short prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, and you have given us the nature, and you bestowed the laws of nature for us, so that today, now we understand the laws of Yahweh can be distributed, can be transmitted through this electromagnetic line.We further thank you. The law is no longer on the stone tablet because Jesus Christ now come to in our life, in our heart. We thank you. We pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. 谢谢大家。